Isaiah emerges as one of the most emblematic figures in the Bible, known for his visions and messages that have transcended centuries and continue to inspire theological and philosophical discussions. As a prophet, Isaiah was not only a messenger of God, but also a keen observer of his time, whose words echoed amid a period of crisis and change for the people of Judah. He operated during the reign of four kings, Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, offering divine guidance at critical moments where human decisions put the nation at risk. Isaiah's impact goes beyond the borders of the Old Testament. His prophecies are widely quoted in the New Testament, showing a direct connection to the Christian message. The depth of his words and the clarity of his visions made Isaiah a singular prophet, whose messages touched on both the political and social issues of his time and the spiritual mysteries that transcended his era. Isaiah introduces a concept of messianism that would be fundamental to the development of Judeo-Christian beliefs, exploring the complex relationship between God and his people. Throughout his ministry, Isaiah not only warned Judah against dangerous political alliances and idolatry, but also presented a vision of a glorious future, where God would restore his people and reign in justice. This combination of stern warnings and promises of redemption made Isaiah an essential voice, both in his time and for future generations. His prophecies, filled with symbolism and predictions, continue to be studied and revered, serving as a guide to understanding God's role in human history. To comprehend the depth of Isaiah's prophecies, it is crucial to understand the historical context in which he lived and preached. The 8th century before Christ was an era of great political and social upheaval in the Middle East. The Kingdom of Israel to the north was in decline, surrounded by powerful enemies such as Assyria, which was becoming the dominant force in the region. Judah to the south faced similar challenges, but with a crucial difference. The divine promise of protection and preservation provided the people remained faithful to their God. Isaiah was called to prophesy at a time when the kingdom of Judah was divided between faithfulness to God and the temptation to seek security in political and military alliances. Judah's faith was constantly tested, and many leaders succumbed to the pressure to form alliances with neighboring nations instead of trusting in divine protection. Isaiah saw this as a betrayal of Israel's covenant with God, and did not hesitate to warn the people about the consequences of this path. But Isaiah's prophecies were not limited to condemning the actions of his time. He also offered visions of a future where God's promises would be fully realized. He spoke of a time when Israel would be restored, and Jerusalem would become the center of a kingdom of peace and justice. These promises of redemption, even amid the threat of destruction, provided an anchor of hope for the people of Judah. The historical context of his prophecies, therefore, not only clarifies what was at stake in his time, but also highlights the enduring relevance of his message. The first visions, the prophetic calling. Isaiah's calling is one of the most intense and spiritually charged passages of the Old Testament. In Isaiah 6, he recounts his vision of God seated on a high throne, surrounded by seraphim, who incessantly proclaimed, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." This supernatural encounter was not only a moment of revelation, but also a moment of personal transformation for Isaiah. Confronted with God's holiness, he felt crushed by his own impurity and the corruption of his people. The vision did not end with a mere acknowledgement of his unworthiness. One of the seraphim touched Isaiah's lips with a live coal, purifying him and preparing him for the mission ahead. This symbolic act of purification signified that Isaiah was being set apart for sacred service, and his response to God's call was immediate: "Here I am, send me." From that moment on, Isaiah became a vessel of God, tasked with delivering messages that were often difficult to hear, but necessary for the salvation of Judah. The importance of this calling goes beyond Isaiah's personal experience. It sets the tone for the rest of his ministry and defines the seriousness with which he would treat the messages he received. This initial vision of God also introduces crucial themes that permeate his prophecies, such as divine holiness, the need for repentance, and the certainty of judgment and redemption. Isaiah 6, therefore, is not just a narrative of vocation, but a theological foundation for his entire prophetic ministry. The fall of Israel, Isaiah's warnings. The story of the fall of the northern kingdom, Israel, serves as a tragic and instructive backdrop for Isaiah's prophecies. During the reign of Ahaz, the kingdom of Israel, along with Syria, attempted to force Judah to join them against Assyria. This alliance resulted in the invasion of the kingdom of Israel by the Assyrians and eventually the fall of Samaria in 722 before Christ, an event that Isaiah had predicted and warned about. Isaiah 7 through 9 contains prophecies that highlight the dangers of relying on human alliances instead of trusting in God's power. Isaiah used the fall of Israel as an example for Judah, warning that the same fate could befall them if they did not turn to God. He pointed to idolatry, social injustice, and lack of faith as the primary causes of Israel's destruction. His message was clear. God's judgment is inevitable for those who turn away from his law and love. But at the same time, Isaiah offered a message of hope, affirming that a faithful remnant would be preserved and that God would eventually restore his people. The impact of Isaiah's warnings resonated throughout Judah. While many continued to ignore his warnings, others began to realize the seriousness of the situation. The fall of Israel was not just a historical event, but a living example of the consequences of ignoring God's words. Isaiah used this catastrophe as an illustration of what could happen to Judah if there was no genuine repentance and a return to faithfulness to God. His prophecies became a wake-up call for a nation on the brink of collapse. The prophecy of Emmanuel, a sign of hope. Among Isaiah's prophecies, few are as laden with meaning and mystery as the prophecy of Emmanuel. During the reign of Ahaz, at a time of great crisis for Judah, Isaiah was sent to comfort the king and the people with a divine promise. He prophesied that a young woman, a virgin, would give birth to a son, who would be called Emmanuel, God with us, Isaiah 7:14. This prophecy, while providing an immediate sign that God was with Judah in its darkest moments, also carried a much deeper prophetic significance. In the immediate context, the prophecy of Emmanuel was interpreted as a sign that God would not abandon Judah despite external threats and the lack of faith of its leaders. However, the full meaning of this prophecy transcends its original context, pointing to a future Messiah, a figure who would bring the presence of God more fully and definitively to humanity. In the New Testament, this prophecy is directly associated with the birth of Jesus Christ, whom Christians believe to be the ultimate fulfillment of the promise of Emmanuel. The prophecy of Emmanuel encapsulates the tension between judgment and hope that permeates Isaiah's messages. While Isaiah did not hesitate to warn about the consequences of sin and disobedience, he also offered promises of redemption and salvation. Emmanuel was not just a sign that God was with Judah in a temporary crisis, but an eternal promise that God would dwell with his people, guiding them through trials and beyond to ultimate redemption. The messianic revelations. Who was Isaiah's Messiah? Isaiah is often called the messianic prophet due to the richness of his prophecies pointing to the coming of a Messiah. A redemptive figure who would bring salvation not only to Israel, but to all humanity. These prophecies, found in various parts of the book of Isaiah, reveal a vision of a divinely anointed leader who would restore God's kingdom and bring justice and peace to the world. But who exactly was this Messiah that Isaiah saw in his visions? Isaiah's messianic prophecies are rich in symbolism and vary in their descriptions. In Isaiah 9, verses 6 and 7, for example, the Messiah is described as Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. This figure is portrayed as a righteous ruler who will establish an eternal kingdom marked by justice and peace. In other passages, such as Isaiah 11, verses 1 through 10, the Messiah is depicted as a new branch from the lineage of Jesse, the father of David, a leader full of the Spirit of God, who would bring a reign of justice and knowledge of the Lord. These visions not only provided hope to the people of Judah during difficult times, but also laid the foundation for the messianic expectation that would develop in both Judaism and Christianity. Isaiah's vision of the Messiah is multifaceted. He is a righteous ruler, a suffering servant, as we will see in the next subtitle, and a sign of God's eternal love and faithfulness. Isaiah's messianic revelations created a complex and powerful image of a savior who would ultimately transform the destiny of humanity. The suffering servant, the mystery of Isaiah 53. Among all the prophecies of Isaiah, perhaps none is as enigmatic and discussed as that of the suffering servant in Isaiah 53. This passage describes a figure who will suffer on behalf of many, bearing their iniquities and bringing them healing through his own suffering. The text speaks of a servant who was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, Isaiah 53, verse 3. But who is this suffering servant? The identity of this figure has been the subject of debate and interpretation over the centuries. The traditional Jewish interpretation sees the suffering servant as the people of Israel themselves, who through their suffering and exile serve as a means for the redemption of the world. On the other hand, the Christian interpretation views this figure as a clear foreshadowing of Jesus Christ, who through his crucifixion bore the sins of humanity and offered salvation. Isaiah 53 is quoted multiple times in the New Testament, especially in the Gospels and Paul's letters, as evidence of Christ's redemptive mission. Regardless of the interpretation, Isaiah 53 is one of the most moving and profoundly spiritual passages in Scripture. It offers a view of suffering as a path to redemption and suggests that pain and sacrifice can have a divine purpose. This prophecy not only challenges the understanding of human suffering, but also offers a promise that through this suffering, healing and restoration can come. The mystery of the suffering servant continues to resonate in theological debates and the spirituality of millions around the world. The prophecies about the nation's judgment and redemption. Isaiah did not limit his prophecies to the fate of Israel and Judah. He also delivered oracles about the surrounding nations, including Assyria, Babylon, Moab, Egypt, and many others. These prophecies highlight the fact that the God of Israel was not seen merely as a tribal God, but as the sovereign Lord of all nations. In Isaiah, we find severe judgments against the nations that oppressed Israel, but also promises of redemption for those who turned to God. For example, in Isaiah 13 and 23, we find a series of oracles against the nations, each detailing the judgments that would fall upon them for their arrogance, idolatry, and oppression. Babylon, the great power of the time, is prophesied to fall, a fate that was fulfilled years later. Assyria, the great threat to the kingdom of Judah, is also condemned, with Isaiah prophesying its destruction. But beyond the judgments, Isaiah also offers visions of redemption, such as in Isaiah 19, where he foresees a time when Egypt and Assyria, historical enemies of Israel, will worship the Lord together, forming a blessing in the midst of the earth. These prophecies about the nations not only reinforce God's sovereignty over all creation, but also highlight a theme of hope and inclusion. Although the nations are judged for their sins, Isaiah also envisions a time when all nations will be gathered under God's reign, in peace and justice. This universal aspect of Isaiah's prophecies underscores the vision of a God who not only judges, but also redeems and restores, regardless of national boundaries. Isaiah and the Kingdom of Peace, a vision of the future. Among the most beautiful and inspiring visions of Isaiah are those that describe the future kingdom of peace that God will establish. These visions, which appear in various parts of the book, paint a picture of a transformed world where justice and peace prevail and where all of creation is restored. One of the most well-known examples is found in Isaiah 11, verses 6 to 9, where the prophet describes a time when the wolf shall dwell with the lamb and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, a powerful image of harmony between opposites. This future kingdom is often associated with the reign of the Messiah, the righteous descendant of David, who will rule with wisdom, justice, and the fear of the Lord, Isaiah 11, verses 1 to 5. Under his reign, the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, and peace will be so profound that even the wild animals will become harmless. Isaiah 2, verses 2 to 4, also offers a similar vision, where the nations shall beat their swords into plowshares and shall learn war no more. This kingdom of peace is the climax of Isaiah's prophecies, the culmination of his vision of a world restored to its full original glory. These visions of a future kingdom of peace have been a source of hope and inspiration throughout the centuries. They not only offer comfort in times of conflict and uncertainty, but also challenge the faithful to work towards the realization of this divine ideal in the present. For Isaiah, this kingdom of peace is not just a distant hope, but a reality promised by God, a vision that should shape the life and faith of all who follow the Lord. Babylon, the target of prophecy. Babylon occupies a central place in Isaiah's prophecies, both as a symbol of arrogant human power and as an example of divine judgment. Isaiah 13 and 14 present a series of prophecies about the fall of Babylon, which at the time was a symbol of oppression and decadence. The prophet vividly describes the destruction that would come upon the city, which at one time seemed invincible. Behold, I will stir up the Medes against them, who will not regard silver, and as for gold, they will not delight in it. Isaiah 13:17, says Isaiah, predicting the conquest of the city by the Medes and Persians. Babylon, which would later become the oppressor of Judah during the exile, is portrayed as a symbol of everything contrary to the will of God. Its fall, therefore, is not only an act of divine justice, but also a lesson for all nations that human power, no matter how great it may seem, is temporary and subject to God's judgment. Isaiah 14, verses 12 to 15, includes one of the most poetic passages about the fall of Babylon, where the king of Babylon is compared to a fallen star, a metaphor that many interpret as a symbol of human pride that leads to ruin. The prophecy against Babylon serves as a powerful reminder of the transience of human power and the supremacy of divine justice. Although Babylon was a great world power, its fall was sealed by divine decree, a fate that Isaiah saw with prophetic clarity. This message echoes through the centuries, reminding humanity that no empire or nation can resist the judgment of God. The fall of Babylon is both a warning and a promise that God's justice will prevail throughout the earth. The role of Cyrus, a prophesied king. Isaiah is unique among the prophets for mentioning by name a foreign ruler long before his birth, Cyrus the Great, the Persian king who would liberate the Jews from Babylonian captivity. In Isaiah 44, 28 and 45, verses 1 to 13, Cyrus is described as God's anointed, the one who would fulfill divine plans by allowing the exiles to return to Jerusalem and rebuild the temple. This recognition of Cyrus as an instrument of God is remarkable because he was a pagan king with no connection to Israel's religious traditions. Cyrus's role in Isaiah's prophecies underscores God's sovereignty over all leaders and nations, regardless of their faith or awareness of fulfilling the divine purpose. Isaiah emphasizes that Cyrus, despite not knowing the God of Israel, would be guided by him to liberate his people. This act would be a clear demonstration that God rules over the entire earth and can use any person or nation to accomplish his plans. The figure of Cyrus represents the idea that God's power transcends borders and creeds, and that his will shall be done, whether through pious or pagan kings. Furthermore, Isaiah's prophecy about Cyrus served as a powerful comfort to the exiled Jews, assuring them that their suffering would not last forever and that God had already prepared the way for their liberation. Cyrus is, therefore, a messianic figure in a broader sense, being a temporal savior who prefigures the eternal savior promised by Isaiah in other parts of his book. The recognition of Cyrus as God's anointed reinforces Isaiah's central message. God is the Lord of history, guiding it according to his sovereign purpose. The prophecy of Israel's rebirth, hope amid exile. Amid the grim backdrop of exile and destruction, Isaiah brings a message of hope and renewal. One of Isaiah's most powerful visions is that of Israel's rebirth, a recurring theme in his oracles. Isaiah 35, for instance, describes the transformation of the desert into a place of abundance and life. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. Isaiah 35, 1. This vision symbolizes the restoration of the people of Israel, who, despite their tribulations, would be renewed and revitalized by God's grace. Isaiah also speaks of the return of the exiles to Jerusalem as a glorious event, comparing it to a second exodus, where God leads his people back to the promised land. In Isaiah 40 verses 1 to 5, he prophesies, comfort ye my people, saith your God. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. This image of a way being prepared in the desert reinforces the promise that God is actively involved in the redemption of his people, guiding them through difficulties and bringing them back to their heritage. These promises of rebirth and renewal offered a lifeline of hope for the Jews during the exile, reaffirming God's faithfulness to his promises. Isaiah presented a vision of the future where not only the land of Israel would be restored, but the people themselves would be spiritually renewed, turning to God with transformed hearts. The prophecy of Israel's rebirth is therefore a powerful expression of faith in God's ability to transform seemingly hopeless situations into opportunities for redemption and new life. The mysteries of coded prophecies. Throughout his ministry, Isaiah delivered messages that were often shrouded in symbolism and enigmatic language, leading to many interpretations over the centuries. These coded prophecies are filled with metaphors, parallelisms, and poetic images that challenge a straightforward understanding. In Isaiah 28:10, for example, we find the phrase precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little, which is seen as a description of the enigmatic and fragmented style of his prophecies, requiring attention and reflection to be fully understood. The use of coded language in Isaiah serves several purposes. First, it protects the prophet's more sensitive messages, ensuring that only those with spiritual discernment can fully understand the divine plans. Second, these coded messages create a layer of mystery that invites readers to meditate and seek a deeper understanding of God's word. Many of these prophecies have been seen as having multiple fulfillments, an immediate fulfillment in their historical context and another, more distant one, sometimes in a messianic future. The enigmatic nature of Isaiah's prophecies has also paved the way for a rich tradition of interpretation throughout history, both in Judaism and Christianity. Commentators have sought to decipher the hidden meanings in Isaiah's words, often finding new layers of meaning as time passed and circumstances changed. Isaiah's coded prophecies are therefore not just divine messages, but also spiritual and intellectual challenges that continue to inspire and intrigue scholars and believers to this day. Interpretations over the centuries, the search for true meaning. Since Isaiah's prophecies were recorded, they have been the subject of intense study and debate. The search for the true meaning of Isaiah's words has spanned centuries and cultures, generating a wide range of interpretations and schools of thought. In Judaism, Isaiah's prophecies are viewed within the context of God's covenant with Israel, with many of his messages interpreted as promises of redemption and restoration for the Jewish people. Rabbinic commentaries, such as the Talmud and Midrash, offer interpretations that emphasize Israel's role as God's servant and the promises of a coming Messiah. In Christianity, Isaiah's prophecies are widely interpreted as foreshadowing Jesus Christ and the New Covenant. The early church saw in Isaiah 53, for example, a clear prophecy of Christ's passion, while other passages, such as Isaiah 7, 14 and 9, 6, were viewed as predictions of the Messiah's birth and reign. Over the centuries, Christian theologians, from Augustine to reformers like Luther and Calvin, have offered their interpretations, often linking Isaiah's words to New Testament events and Christian eschatology. Beyond Jewish and Christian traditions, Isaiah's prophecies have also inspired interpretations in other religious and philosophical contexts. His vision of a future kingdom of peace and justice has resonated with social and political movements, which see in his words a call for the transformation and renewal of society. The search for the true meaning of Isaiah's prophecies is therefore an ongoing process, reflecting the depth and complexity of his message. Each generation finds new insights and challenges in Isaiah, keeping his words alive and relevant in a constantly changing world. Isaiah in the New Testament, fulfillment or coincidence? Isaiah's prophecies play a crucial role in the New Testament, where they are often cited as evidence of the fulfillment of messianic promises in Jesus Christ. In Matthew 1, 22 and 23, for example, the evangelist states that Jesus' birth from a virgin fulfills the prophecy of Isaiah 7, 14. Similarly, in Luke 4, verses 17 to 21, Jesus reads a passage from Isaiah 61 in the synagogue of Nazareth and declares, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing," positioning himself as the fulfillment of the promises of liberation and salvation that Isaiah had prophesied. However, the issue of the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecies in the New Testament is complex and has been the subject of much theological debate. Some scholars argue that the New Testament authors reinterpreted Isaiah's prophecies to fit the Christian narrative, while others see these correspondences as clear evidence of divine inspiration and continuity between the Hebrew Scriptures and the Christian Gospel. The relationship between Isaiah and the New Testament is therefore a fascinating example of how scriptures can be viewed from different perspectives and how they can be applied to new historical and spiritual contexts. Moreover, the interpretation of Isaiah's prophecies in the New Testament raises questions about the nature of prophecy itself. Was Isaiah truly predicting specific events in the distant future? Or were his words deliberately shaped by the New Testament writers to show prophetic continuity? This dilemma between literal fulfillment and reinterpretation remains a fertile area of study and discussion, highlighting the depth and complexity of Isaiah's words. Regardless of perspective, it is undeniable that Isaiah's prophecies have played a central role in shaping Christian theology and in understanding Jesus as the promised Messiah. The influence of Isaiah's prophecies in Jewish culture. Isaiah is not only one of the most quoted prophets in the New Testament, but he also occupies a central place in Jewish culture and spirituality. His prophecies are recited in synagogues around the world, especially during Yom Kippur and other holy days, where his calls for repentance and justice resonate deeply with the themes of these days. Isaiah is also widely studied in rabbinic literature, where his oracles are interpreted and re-examined in light of historical events and the messianic hopes of the Jewish people. The influence of Isaiah in Jewish culture is also manifested in art, music, and literature. His texts have inspired poets and writers throughout the centuries, who have used his words to express both the suffering and hope of the Jewish people. His visions of social justice, as expressed in Isaiah 1:17, "Learn to do right, seek justice, defend the oppressed, take up the cause of the fatherless, plead the case of the widow, have been an inspiration for social justice movements within and beyond the Jewish community. Isaiah also plays a vital role in shaping Jewish national identity. His promises of redemption and restoration of Israel, especially in passages like Isaiah 35 and 40, have been a source of hope for Jews during periods of exile and persecution. Isaiah's vision of a future in which Israel will be exalted and blessed by God remains a fundamental part of Jewish faith, influencing both theology and communal life. The impact of Isaiah on Jewish culture is therefore profound and multifaceted, permeating all aspects of religious and cultural life. Isaiah's apocalyptic visions, a glimpse into the end times. Isaiah is often remembered for his messianic prophecies and warnings to the people of Israel, but he also offers apocalyptic visions that extend beyond his own time, pointing to the end times and the final judgment. These apocalyptic visions, found in passages like Isaiah 24 to 27, offer a glimpse of what Isaiah saw as the climax of human history, where God would intervene decisively to defeat evil and establish his eternal kingdom. In Isaiah 24, the prophet describes a worldwide disaster, where the earth is destroyed due to the transgression of its inhabitants, a vision that many interpret as a prefiguration of the apocalypse. Isaiah 25, on the other hand, brings a vision of hope, describing a heavenly banquet where God will eliminate death forever and wipe away the tears from all faces. These images of destruction followed by restoration are characteristic of the apocalyptic genre, which focuses on divine intervention to bring justice and renewal to the world. Isaiah's apocalyptic visions also profoundly influenced later apocalyptic literature, including New Testament texts such as the Book of Revelation. The idea that God, at the end of times, will defeat evil and restore all of creation is a central theme in both Judaism and Christianity, and much of this vision can be traced back to Isaiah. These visions are not just warnings, but also promises that despite the darkness and suffering, God's purpose will prevail, bringing about a new era of peace and justice. The role of angels in Isaiah's prophecies. The book of Isaiah not only addresses the relationship between God and humanity, but also offers glimpses of the heavenly realm and the angelic figures who operate within the divine plan. In Isaiah 6, for example, we find one of the most detailed descriptions of angels in the entire Bible, when the prophet has his vision of the heavenly throne. In this vision, Isaiah sees seraphim, six-winged angelic beings, surrounding God's throne, proclaiming his holiness. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Isaiah 6:3. The angels in Isaiah serve as messengers and agents of purification. One of the seraphim touches Isaiah's lips with a live coal, symbolizing the purification of his sins and his preparation for the prophetic mission. This act of purification emphasizes the purity and holiness required to be in God's presence and to serve as his messenger. Furthermore, the presence of the seraphim in Isaiah's vision underscores the idea that angels are active participants in the divine plan, serving as intermediaries between heaven and earth. The role of angels in Isaiah's prophecies also offers a glimpse into the spiritual world and the celestial hierarchy. Angels are not merely passive figures, but active participants in executing God's will. This vision of angels as guardians of divine holiness and agents of purification resonates throughout Scripture and has influenced Judeo-Christian theology on the nature and role of celestial beings. Isaiah provides one of the earliest and most detailed depictions of this spiritual world, which would continue to develop in later apocalyptic and mystical literature. The promise of return, Isaiah and the restoration of Jerusalem. Isaiah's vision of the future of Jerusalem is one of the most powerful of his prophecies, involving both judgment and the hope of redemption. In Isaiah chapters 40 to 66, we find a series of oracles that promise the restoration of Jerusalem and the return of the exiled people. Isaiah 40 verses 1 and 2 opens this section with a tone of comfort. "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned." This message was especially significant for the Jews who were in exile in Babylon, offering them hope that God had not abandoned them. The restoration of Jerusalem was not only physical, but also spiritual. Isaiah saw the return from exile as a time when God's people would be renewed in their faith and commitment to the covenant. Jerusalem, which had been destroyed because of the sins of its people, would now be the center of a new beginning, where God's glory would be revealed even more fully. In Isaiah 62 verses 1 to 4, the prophet describes Jerusalem as a restored city that will be called "My Delight" and "Married," a city that will be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord. The promise of the return and restoration of Jerusalem became a lasting symbol of hope for the Jewish people. Even after the end of the exile, these prophecies continued to inspire generations who faced new challenges and dispersions. For Christians, Isaiah's promises about the New Jerusalem are also seen as a foreshadowing of the kingdom of God and the new creation described in Revelation. Isaiah's vision of the restoration of Jerusalem, therefore, is not just a prophecy about a historical event, but a powerful image of God's redemptive plan for all humanity. Isaiah and divine justice, the concept of final judgment. Isaiah is one of the prophets who most clearly articulates the concept of divine justice and final judgment. His prophecies are filled with warnings about God's imminent judgment on Israel, Judah, and the nations, emphasizing that the Lord is a God of justice who will not tolerate sin and injustice. In passages such as Isaiah chapters 13 to 23, the prophet vividly describes the judgment that will come upon the nations that have challenged God's sovereignty. However, this judgment is not merely punitive, but also corrective, intended to purify and restore. The concept of final judgment in Isaiah is closely tied to the vision of God as the supreme judge who will rule with justice and equity. In Isaiah 11, verses 3 and 4, the Messiah is described as one who shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide disputes by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. This vision of the Messiah as the just judge echoes through both Jewish and Christian traditions, underscoring the idea that God's judgment will be a global event that will bring true and lasting justice. Moreover, Isaiah presents the final judgment as part of God's redemptive plan, where, after the judgment, there will be a renewal of creation. Isaiah 65 verses 17 to 19 offers a vision of new heavens and a new earth, where the sound of weeping and crying will be heard in it no more. This concept of renewal after the final judgment is central to biblical theology and offers hope that despite the judgment to come, there will be a complete restoration and a new order where justice and peace will reign eternally. The final judgment in Isaiah is therefore both a warning and a promise, a call to repentance, and a vision of a glorious future under God's rule. The duality of prophecies, blessing and curse. A striking feature of Isaiah's prophecies is their duality, where blessings and curses often intertwine within the same message. Isaiah is known both for his severe warnings and for his promises of hope, and this duality reflects the complex nature of the relationship between God and his people. In Isaiah 1, for example, we find a warning about the corruption and rebellion of Judah, but also a promise of redemption for those who repent. "If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land, but if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword." Isaiah 1:19 and 20. This duality is central to Isaiah's message, highlighting God's justice, which is both strict and merciful. The curses are often presented as the inevitable consequences of sin, but never without the offer of a new chance for those who turn back to God. For example, in Isaiah 5, the prophet describes the judgment that will come upon Judah because of its injustice and idolatry. But at the same time, he envisions a future in which God will restore his people and bring an era of peace and justice. The duality in Isaiah's prophecies serves as a reminder that God's covenant with Israel is conditional. It offers blessings for obedience and curses for disobedience. However, even in Isaiah's harshest words, there is always an opening for redemption, reflecting the depth of God's love and patience. This tension between blessing and curse, judgment and redemption, is at the heart of Isaiah's messages and continues to be one of the reasons why his words have such a lasting impact on theology and spirituality. The glory of God, Isaiah's heavenly visions. Isaiah's visions of the glory of God are some of the most powerful and sublime moments in all of Scripture. In Isaiah 6, the prophet describes a vision in which he sees the Lord seated on a high and exalted throne, and the train of his robe fills the temple. The seraphim, six-winged angelic beings, cry out incessantly, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." Isaiah 6:3. This vision not only marks Isaiah's calling, but also offers a glimpse of God's incomparable majesty and absolute holiness. The glory of God is a recurring theme in Isaiah's prophecies. In various passages, he describes the manifestation of this glory in ways that profoundly impact both heaven and earth. In Isaiah 45, the prophet announces that the glory of the Lord shall be revealed and all flesh shall see it together. This promise of a universal revelation of God's glory is a theme of hope that runs throughout the book, especially in the sections dealing with the restoration of Israel and the renewal of creation. The vision of God's glory in Isaiah is not just a description of his majesty, but also an affirmation of his sovereignty and holiness. It establishes the foundation for Isaiah's prophetic authority and reinforces the idea that God is supreme over all nations and powers. This divine glory which Isaiah beholds is both terrifying and comforting, reflecting the duality of God's character that is both just and merciful. The glory of God in Isaiah is therefore a transformative force, capable of judging sin while also bringing redemption and renewal. Prophecies and time. Immediate and long-term predictions. Isaiah is known for his prophecies that operate on multiple levels of time, offering both immediate predictions and visions of a distant future. This ability of Isaiah to speak to the present while glimpsing the future is one of the characteristics that make his prophecies so fascinating and challenging. In many of his messages, we find a combination of warnings about imminent events, such as the fall of Israel or the invasion of Judah, and promises of a messianic future that was still far beyond the horizon. For example, in Isaiah 7:14, the prophecy of Emmanuel's birth has an immediate significance in the context of the Assyrian threat, but it is also seen as a prediction of the birth of Jesus Christ centuries later. Similarly, Isaiah 9 verses 6 and 7 speaks of a child who will be born and called the Prince of Peace, a promise that Christians interpret as a reference to Christ, while Jews may see it as a messianic hope yet to come. Isaiah also offers visions of a future kingdom of peace and justice, as in Isaiah 11, where he describes a time when creation will be restored to its original harmony. This ability of Isaiah to operate on multiple timelines makes his prophecies always relevant, no matter in what time or circumstance they are read. They offer comfort and warning for the present, while pointing to a future where God's promises will be fully realized. The temporal complexity of Isaiah's prophecies is one of the reasons why his words continue to be studied and revered, offering a vision of a God who is Lord of time and who guides history according to his sovereign purpose. The suffering Messiah a detailed analysis, the concept of the suffering servant in Isaiah 53 is one of the most profound and mysterious themes in all of Scripture. This passage describes a figure who suffers in silence, bearing the iniquities of many and bringing healing through his wounds. He was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53:5. Who is this suffering servant? The answers to this question range from collective to personal and messianic interpretations. In the Jewish tradition, the suffering servant is often interpreted as a collective representation of Israel, which suffers on behalf of the nations and eventually brings redemption to the world. This view sees the servant's suffering as a reflection of the historical suffering of the Jewish people, who through their faithfulness to God amid adversity play a redemptive role in human history. On the other hand, the Christian interpretation identifies the suffering servant with Jesus Christ, seeing in him the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecies. The New Testament frequently cites Isaiah 53 as a prefiguration of Christ's passion, where he, as the Lamb of God, takes upon himself the sins of the world. Regardless of the interpretation, Isaiah 53 offers a deeply moving vision of redemptive suffering. This concept that suffering can have a divine purpose and bring healing is central to both Jewish and Christian theology. The image of the suffering servant challenges our understanding of suffering, suggesting that in some cases it may be the means by which salvation and reconciliation are accomplished. This passage continues to resonate in spiritual and philosophical contexts, offering comfort to those who suffer and a model of redemptive sacrifice that transcends time and culture. The connection with other biblical prophecies. Isaiah's prophecies do not exist in isolation. They are closely connected with other biblical prophecies, creating an interwoven fabric of divine promises that spans all of Scripture. This interconnectedness is particularly evident in how Isaiah dialogues with the writings of other prophets, such as Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel, as well as with the Psalms and historical books. For example, Isaiah's vision of the New Jerusalem in Isaiah 65 and 66 echoes the restoration promises found in Ezekiel and the apocalyptic visions of Daniel. Moreover, Isaiah's prophecies about the Messiah, such as in Isaiah 9, 6 and 7, and Isaiah 11, verses 1 to 10, are widely quoted and developed in the New Testament, particularly in the Gospels and Paul's letters. This continuity between Isaiah and the New Testament writings underscores the idea that Scripture tells a single story of redemption, where God's promises are progressively revealed and fulfilled. Isaiah's prophecies about the judgment and restoration of nations also resonate in the oracles of other prophets, such as Amos and Joel, who speak of the day of the Lord as a time of universal justice. The connection between Isaiah's prophecies and other parts of the Bible provides insight into how divine revelation was understood and developed over time. Isaiah, with his comprehensive vision and powerful messages, plays a central role in this prophetic dialogue, serving both as an interpreter of ancient promises and as a precursor of new revelations to come. Studying Isaiah alongside other biblical prophecies helps us see the depth and coherence of God's plan, which unfolds through the pages of Scripture in a narrative of hope, judgment, and redemption. Isaiah's legacy, impact on monotheistic religions. Isaiah's legacy transcends the boundaries of time and cultures, being a central figure in both Judaism and Christianity, and influencing even Islam. In Judaism, Isaiah is seen as one of the greatest prophets, whose words offer guidance and comfort amid adversity. His prophecies about the redemption of Israel and the advent of a time of universal peace are pillars of the messianic hope that continues to inspire the Jewish people. In Christianity, Isaiah is frequently cited in the New Testament, especially concerning the life and work of Jesus Christ. The prophecies about the Messiah, the suffering servant, and the kingdom of God are seen as prefigurations of Christ and his redemptive mission, Christians regard Isaiah as a prophet who pointed to the coming of Jesus centuries before his birth, and his words are used to support the Christian interpretation of Scripture. Islam also recognizes Isaiah as a prophet, although his figure is not as central as in Judaism and Christianity. Nonetheless, his messages about the oneness of God, divine justice, and the importance of moral righteousness are consistent with the teachings of the Quran. Isaiah, therefore, represents a link between the three great monotheistic religions, showing how his words continue to resonate and influence billions of people around the world. Isaiah's enduring impact reflects the depth and universality of his prophecies, which continue to be interpreted and recontextualized in different times and cultures. His legacy is a testament to the power and relevance of his message, which continues to guide, comfort, and challenge those who seek to understand the divine plan for humanity. The enigma of unfulfilled prophecies, an intriguing and often debated question among scholars and theologians, is what to make of the prophecies of Isaiah that seem not to have been fulfilled. While many of his predictions have been seen as historically fulfilled, such as the fall of Babylon or the liberation of the Jews by King Cyrus, other prophecies remain shrouded in mystery. For example, the visions of a perfect messianic kingdom where peace and justice universally prevail have yet to be fully realized, leading to debates about the meaning and timing of these predictions. Some scholars argue that these prophecies are symbolic, representing ideals that guide the faith and practice of believers rather than literal predictions of future events. Others suggest that these prophecies are still to be fulfilled and point to eschatological events at the end of times. The interpretation of prophecies like Isaiah 11, where the wolf shall dwell with the lamb, continues to inspire hope but also raises questions about the divine plan and humanity's role in bringing these ideals to reality. Furthermore, the fact that some prophecies have not been fulfilled as expected also raises questions about the nature of prophecy itself. Is it possible that Isaiah was capturing visions of an idealized future that depended on the response of God's people? Or were these visions unconditional, destined to be realized regardless of human actions? The enigma of unfulfilled prophecies remains an area of exploration and theological debate, keeping the relevance of the book of Isaiah alive and challenging readers to reflect on the mystery of divine timing and prophetic revelation. The relevance of Isaiah's prophecies in the modern world. The words of Isaiah, spoken more than two millennia ago, remain extraordinarily relevant in the modern world. His messages of justice, repentance, and redemption resonate in a world still marked by inequalities, conflicts, and suffering. Isaiah's calls for justice for the poor and oppressed are a message that strongly resonates in times of social and economic crises. His appeals for a world where peace and justice prevail are a constant inspiration for human rights and social justice movements. Moreover, Isaiah's prophecies of redemption and restoration have provided comfort and hope for those facing persecution, exile, or disaster. Isaiah 40:31, for example, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles," is a passage that continues to inspire and encourage those facing personal or collective challenges. In times of war, environmental crisis, or political uncertainty, Isaiah's visions of a redemptive future and a new heaven and new earth offer a perspective of hope and renewal. In the global context, where nations continue to struggle with issues of justice, peace, and human rights, Isaiah's vision of a world united under God's sovereignty is a powerful reminder of the potential for a better future. His prophecies, which address themes such as judgment and salvation, continue to be studied and applied in various religious traditions, showing that Isaiah's words transcend time and space, speaking to both the anxieties and hopes of the modern world. The secret of the prophecies, a divine code. Isaiah's prophecies have always been considered profound and mysterious, leading many to speculate that they may contain a divine code, a series of encoded messages intended to reveal hidden truths over time. This idea has attracted scholars and mystics for centuries, who seek to uncover the secrets buried in the prophet's words. This search for a divine code is reinforced by the poetic and symbolic complexity of the book of Isaiah, which seems to operate on multiple levels of meaning. Some theologians and Bible scholars have explored the possibility that Isaiah, inspired by God, wrote his prophecies in such a way that certain truths would only be fully understood at specific moments in history, or only by those with the necessary spiritual discernment. This view suggests that Isaiah's prophecies are not just predictions, but also spiritual riddles that challenge the mind and spirit, offering new revelations as history unfolds. The idea of a divine code in Isaiah also connects to more modern theories, such as the search for hidden mathematical or linguistic patterns in the scriptures. While many traditional scholars remain skeptical of these approaches, the idea continues to fascinate those who see the scriptures as a living text, full of mysteries yet to be uncovered. The secret of Isaiah's prophecies, therefore, can be seen as a metaphor for the very nature of divine revelation, something that unfolds gradually, revealing new truths to each generation. Final revelations and the eternal legacy of Isaiah. Isaiah left a legacy that continues to resonate through the centuries, his words laden with prophetic power and deep spirituality. He was not just a prophet for his time, but for all time, offering visions of justice, judgment, and redemption that remain relevant today. Isaiah's final revelations, especially his visions of a messianic future and a kingdom of peace, are among the most influential in the entire Bible, shaping the faith and hope of billions of people throughout history. The duality present in Isaiah's prophecies, the tension between judgment and redemption, between the present and the future, offers a complex and complete vision of God's plan for humanity. His messages not only comfort the afflicted, but also challenge those who are comfortable, calling everyone to action and repentance. Isaiah was a visionary, able to see beyond immediate circumstances to a future where God would restore all things. Isaiah's eternal legacy is found in his ability to inspire, challenge, and guide generations toward a deeper understanding of God's will. His prophecies continue to be a beacon for those seeking justice, truth, and hope in a world often marked by chaos and uncertainty. Ultimately, Isaiah invites us to look beyond the present, to trust in God's promises, and to work toward the realization of a world where peace and justice will finally prevail.